just a little bit of background. You know, here's the thing. So I talked a little bit about Elise, right? So we met 15 years ago making media. So we're both like field reporters, okay? We both have a lot of background. She's done a lot of work as an actress, but she's also a completely qualified producer and then like a grip and a lighting tech, okay? And then she loves doing audio. She's a nonlinear editor, et cetera. In my case, I go all the way back. I had some of the first nonlinear editing gear there was in the late 80s, okay, on the desktop. As a sales rep and dealing in that space. In the 90s, a renowned artist and animator and somebody who spent a lot of time in the early portions of the video game industry and such. When Elise and I met, I was in the process of transitioning from technologist to talent. Okay, I'd run into some situations where I'd had a chance to do some public speaking. It gave me quite a rush. Okay, and I liked that sensation. So I was challenging that. And at one point, I go out to this TV station and fall head over heels in love. Okay, so her and I, we've done things like been on the road, made movies, done shows, done episodics. The podcast I'm talking about, I knew we were going to get into the weed industry, the cannabis industry, okay? So we started making this pre-production thing. I didn't even finish it, okay? I just knew. We started making it. We just rough cut it. We'd do before, during, and after. And within like the second or third one we'd made, we'd started networking our way into real and significant cannabis retail cannabis product manufacturers, right? In fact, at one point, early on, I had some people come to me and say, "We love this show." I said, "Great. We want to kill it." I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Look, we want you. We want you. We're going to put you in the field and we're going to have you go tell us where's the undiscovered country. I want to know where is the money to be made." That actually was a pinnacle moment for us. We sold off the dope show. Okay, stop doing that. And that's when I turned back to my business development roots. In a lot of ways, did what I'm doing now, went to ground, okay, went into the field and started looking for what's missing, who's got the special, where is it? Okay, that actually led to making a digital media company that we sold off, okay, with the point being, Elise and I, we do make some fun media together, no doubt. You know, falling in love, truly, I gotta say, it's one of my favorite stories. It is, because it's true, okay? It's not a story, it's data. Yeah, we met making community media, and we still today, we make media, right? And then, in this case, our journey together in the cannabis space, you know, CBD has saved her, okay? For me, you know, I'm an old head, okay? I used to think medical marijuana was for people who were just scamming the system and wanted to get high, okay? I had no clue. But by going into the field, by having so many friends and amazing stories that we've been exposed to, right? By actually watching my girl be saved by this part of the plant that I never even knew existed. I used to think, you know, oh my God, you wouldn't want that. Why would you want that? That doesn't get you high, right? Okay. So we have some unique experiences. Frankly, I think it's fair to say we're pretty good at capturing them. And then like in this case, you know, the fall data collection road tour. Oh my gosh. You know, about as titillating, about as fun, as about as perfect as you can draw up. So anyway, so that's a few more words on Elise, a little bit of, I guess you could say my ego, right? And a little bit of history. So there you go. Again, it's Dan with the Talking Hedge podcast, a bunch of independent work, and then, your old homie, right? In the cannabis space, the hemp space too now.